Boom. Live for another week with Keegan, ATG mentor. What's up, man? Give me an update on yourself and then I'll do the same and we'll see what we come up with this week.
I wanted to talk about those presses that you've been up to, but if you want a little bit of mine first, I'm back to, I remember at your place, I was really trying to get that deficit freestanding handstand push-up, which like to most people in the athletic world is just like some wacky thing that doesn't mean anything to it. But for me, it was a big target that I'd wanted to hit, and I hit it for the first time at your gym, and I was close on a couple, and I finally did. And I've been back doing handstand push-ups, and I'm getting head to floor, not the deficit ones, but I'm getting head to floor reps like pretty consistent. I probably did 10 or 12 reps yesterday, and getting some doubles, and it's just it's a good feeling on that. But I wanted to talk about your presses because I see you're pushing some solid weight there on the incline press. I think people would love to hear a bit more about your journey on the upper body as well.
Yeah, so you know I've neglected the upper body for a long time, but this is the ATG Essentials program is the first program that makes it easier not to neglect it, because there's a variable amount of volume, but there's only two exercises each day. So like yesterday, we got our sled push pull, and then we've got ATG incline dumbbell press and face pulls. And we actually have a booming face pull video right now on YouTube that's starting to go viral, because I did it, not just me, but with Ben Clairfield, who's one of the top ATG personal trainers in Toronto, who has his own amazing gym. And the people are wondering, you know, what kind of face pull you should do. And so we actually broke down different kinds, how they work. So that was all that was available for me to do in the gym. You know what I mean? Like that was Tuesday's workout every other week. So, you know me, I like to work hard at whatever I'm doing. So this program, like, it doesn't give me a choice. Now it is my choice. Am I doing 3 sets or 4 or 5, or am I going all the way up to 10 sets, which our joint mentor, Charles Poliquin, that was his favorite style of training. But it's cool that my mom can come in and she can undo weeks of sitting at the computer with ATG incline dumbbell press and face pulls. And I went closer to the 10 sets. I actually don't even count. I don't count my sets. Some days I probably do 7. Other days I probably do 13. You know what I mean? But my strength level is going up quickly because I don't tend to address my upper body. But now that I'm doing sometimes up to 10 sets, you know, with incredible intention, you get way more intention on the lift when you only have to do 2 exercises each session. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I alternated between like an overhand face pull and like an underhand face pull. It's shown more clearly in the video. And it was actually really eye-opening because I've been training friends and family every single day here on ATG Essentials. And the amount of people who can't achieve range of motion in a face pull is shocking. Like, talk about a modern human deficiency is like our posture and upper back. And we know that if we're tight there, more chance of neck surgery, shoulder surgery, back surgery. So it's like, we really share a lot of deficiencies. So even for me, it's like, just because I do my legs well or something doesn't mean I'm going to go on to have this amazing quality of life if I'm not also addressing, you know, the full body. So I'm very happy about it. And I'm seeing changes in muscle mass and definition. And yet at the same time, seeing like my postures change, I have pathetic rear delts, you know, seeing those start to come out, and the weights are just shooting up. But we only do that session every 2 weeks. So 2 weeks from now, after doing all the other ingredients, the weights will feel even lighter. You know what I mean? Now, in your case, you're crushing something way more advanced, you know, than I am with the handstand pushup. However, getting a little incline on the bench and using the full range of motion dumbbell, that would, you know, my mom can do that. I can do that. But even you could use that as accessory to a more elite goal. So upper body in modern humans, what's deficient in modern human upper bodies? Break it down for us. Like what deficiencies do we all share to some degree?
Yeah, it's really common to see very tight pec minor, weak posterior delts, even tight pec major, especially even weak outer range, like long range pec is often really weak as well, because we don't tend to strengthen those, you know, those big sort of fly movements with the, especially with the arms above the head, that tends to be, you know, weak and scary. So if people want to snatch, then there's like a big deficit deficiency there. And then the rotator cuff itself is often underdeveloped, especially in those, well, both positions really, like the stretched position of the, you know, the long range for the rotator cuff where it's stretched. Often when you first work with athletes, they have pain there, or they just can't get to those sort of deeper positions in the, probably one of those signature exercises of the, you know, Charles Poliquin is the seated external rotation.
Yep.
But it might also be weak in the inner range for that as well, which kind of you see with the trap three raises. You know, that was like the way to show you that you're not training properly when you did the PICP one was like everybody do trap three raises, and then you see, you know, you need to be getting to be able to see the ear, because the humerus is able to get, you know, far enough back that you can see the ear from the side was kind of the benchmark, and nobody who'd been doing a bunch of bench press and bicep work was able to get into that position. So
yeah, if you have shoulder pain, you're not getting into that position. If you've been doing modern training, living like a modern human, I've tested hundreds of people on that stuff, and I've gotten out to where I can do it. And that's why even with very little volume, I still can support postural positions that I'm just backwards sliding while we do this, and there's nice windows in the gym, so maybe someone just got educated on backwards there. But so for me, it was shocking that even with what little volume I have done in the past compared to most people, and we're talking people like yesterday, we had a bunch of guys in here who work out and, you know, have been working out for years, and they lack everything that you're talking about. You know what I mean? Like we're creating shoulders that are designed to fail, postures that are designed to fail, not to mention for athleticism. And that's what I found, is that the freakiest athletes, they have all those muscles we're talking about. That every guy at LA Fitness can, you know, can bench a certain amount of weight. But I mean, literally every guy would fail basic shoulder tests that the natural freaks can do. Derek Williams, Mr. Infinity, was the only guy I ever tested who like worked out a lot, who passed like the, you know, those standards like day one with no training.
Was he doing yoga and things as well? Like he's I know he's kind of,
he's always trained unconventional. Always trained unconventional, and he's been careful not to mess with what was probably a really good natural framework, right? Because some of like the fastest guys I've ever tested, genetic freaks who have not done any weight training, they crushed the test that I'm talking about. They had the strongest face pulls in the gym, were guys who had never worked out but who run like 4.2 40-yard dashes. The strongest face pulls I've ever seen. So, and it's not, you can't give that like a blanket statement, but someone would sure as heck find a correlation, you know, on those things. So, but yeah, if you look at it, you know, half rep push-ups, half rep bench presses, dumbbell stopping halfway, even when we do rows and stuff like that and chins, we're swinging the weights up. So we're not actually under much time under tension in the areas that we want to be. So that's why to me, like the simplest starting point is a dumbbell press where you get on a, you know, at least a low incline and you start like it's a normal dumbbell press, but you angle and you gradually rotate as you go down. So now the dumbbell doesn't hit you. The dumbbell's parallel at the bottom or somewhere around parallel. It varies based on the person, but the dumbbell doesn't touch you. So you're under full stretch and full load. Now, when you press and twist it back up, it's actually, people find from the first session, it's actually more natural. It's like a punch. Yeah. It's like throwing a punch compared to being a weightlifter, or I guess in this case you would say, you know, like a powerlifting bench press. Powerlifting is a sport. So even for your powerlifter, you would do your bench press training and you would use this as accessory. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And we're not trying to be a conflicting system. I go play basketball. Playing basketball is not quote unquote good for your knees, but I train so that it doesn't break me down. You see what I mean? Doing a powerlifting bench press is not quote unquote good for your shoulders, but you can support it, you know, with the ATG system. So that plus really learning and getting volume of face pulls, those two alone, then you don't even have to really get into as much isolation movements. You could, you know what I mean? But That's what I'm trying to make with that ATG Essentials program, is like, you know, how far can we get with the least ingredients, but every ingredient corrects something that we all share. So I know I'm not going to have a ton of time today. I got running late today talking with Random House Publishing, wants to publish our books. So of course I told them they're going to have to beat me in a sled if they want to publish. But so thanks to everyone who's been buying the Zero book. That's just a start. Keegan and I have an ATG definitions book coming out with pictures, so that it's like anything in the ATG system, you can just clearly define it. So I was curious, Keegan, about, you're probably going to be training mostly on your own for the next year.
Looks like it.
Right. Yeah, so I wanted to kind of hear about what your gym setup is going to be. And then I'll tell you about mine, because I just got a lease, a 3-year lease, ATG Los Angeles, coming soon.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear about it and see it. I'm planning on bringing the equipment that I had on Sark. Should be arriving here sometime in the next little while. There's some admin stuff we have to get settled here before we're able to ship our stuff. But the equipment that I had there is actually coming here. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I had a pretty good basic setup for you know, a garage with a bunch of little tricks and bits and pieces. But I don't know whether I'm going to actually, you know, go and train at a commercial gym in the city, maybe once or twice a week as well. And then there's a couple of friends are thinking about moving to Montenegro as well. So if I have buddies here, those guys have gyms and they might want to do gyms and stuff here. So I'd like to think that within the next year that there may actually be a cool gym next to me somewhere. So we'll see.
Yeah, and you could start with an ATG style garage gym, and that's kind of what we're looking at. Speaking of, here's Ashley right here. Talk about speaking of a great gym owner. She's meeting me to do some sleds. Ashley is an ATG coach, but she's, you know, she changes people's lives with gymnastics and uses ATG concepts as support, you know? So we're not trying to, you know, people look at CrossFit, and actually we're already seeing some CrossFit gyms running ATG classes to help support the bodies of the CrossFit, right? So we're trying to be non-conflicting, just there to help everyone. But at the same time, we have guys wanting to make full-on ATG gyms, you know, where it's just like ATG Austin, ATG Frisco. Those are ones coming to mind. And I'm making ATG LA as kind of like a flagship to show how easy it is to train everyone, how easy it is to give people life-changing results, how you can even have, I have a lineup of pro athletes, famous pro athletes wanting to train there. And in the past, that would have been very nerve-wracking, but down to how simple the system is now, I'm just going to be going in for my ATG essential sessions. Guys will be able to come sled with me, and I'll correct deficiencies that we all share. So it really takes the guesswork out of a life-changing session. And from within that, you could still dive in very, very personally on the ingredients, you know? But that's kind of my update, is I got the lease.
Okay.
It was meant to be. The realtor has actually done my program online. So the realtor out there in LA gets the call, you know, and then he's like, oh, what are you going to put there? You know? And anyways, it turns out he's done our program online to help with knee rehab. So, so I'm super excited for it. I'm going to ship out. I'll probably start with tank sled, so I don't even have to put in turf yet, and I can feel it out, and I can show people how the tank sleds work. And I'll probably get one of each model. They have 3 different models, just to help people make that choice. And then I probably will keep those 3 and put in sled turf and get 3 of everything. 3 slant boards, 3 back extensions, you know, 3 adjustable benches. You really don't need much. So it's probably a conversation for another day, but it's exciting that it's rolling. ATG coaches are mi casa es tu casa, you know, when you're in LA.
Yeah, very cool. I won't know what it means anyway, but in square feet, what's it going to be?
Yeah, you only need about 2,000 square feet.
Yeah,
because you can basically have a line of turf. One half of the gym is just a line of turf. The other half of the gym is everything else, you know, and you don't have to do more than two movements in a session. I think on flexibility days, I think you could go more, you know, and I think on main days, I think if someone has identified, say, so I'm going to have like three tibialis machines, right? So normally that would be done once every 2 weeks, just like each ingredient is done once every 2 weeks. But if that's a weak point, it would be totally safe to do three sets every time you go in the gym. You know what I mean? So as people even learn about their bodies, it becomes very easy to correct weak links, low cable pulls. You know, you could do three sets each time to correct weak lower abs and hip flexors, things like that. So that's my vision for it, is you really don't need much space. It was
What size is Derek's gym?
About the same. Yeah. About the same, about 2,000.
Can you do a pan around of the floor there?
Yeah. So you see, you got all the turf here, three nice wide sled lanes that Ashley and I are about to start. And I don't know if I'm being a good host or a bad host by making her stall to get on the sleds with me. And then here you can see, we got like three back extensions, but the way this space is designed, mine is going to be a little bit longer and a little bit thinner. So I would like these to be in one row, you know, like just, you have a row, like you just have a row of the equipment, just one row. And then on the other side, you have the turf. And it was, the space I got was a CrossFit gym. And, you know, we're talking in LA, Los Feliz, LA. So like not somewhere you have like a ton of space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's perfect for me to show like that you don't need a ton of space, but you can make it feel like a lot of space. So yeah, that'll be exciting. Next week, we'll see where we're at with that, and we'll see what else we're up to. But I think we got some good stuff. We talked about upper body, which we don't talk about much. And, you know, we got to talk about some of the future of gym. So
that's super, super exciting, man. Congratulations on getting that place set up. And I know it's going to mean a lot to the whole community, and even, you know, your Instagram, you know, online support. I think it means a lot to sort of see that place of identity. And it was a good decision to try something else after, you know, from Clearwater. Like, I think that freed you up to do so much more, but I think this is also going to be huge for people just identifying kind of where the heart of it is, and having the Texas, LA, Florida kind of set up is just like, gives it even more solidity. So it's not only an online thing. It's a real thing that's popping up, and it's going to start popping up more and more. I mean, that's what this is going to set in motion. So yeah, well done on that. It's amazing to hear.
Exactly. Thanks, brother. All right.
Sweet. Enjoy your session.
Good week.
Say hi
let's crush the week. Yeah. Our weekly podcast. Gideon. Yeah.
I think I recognize Gideon. Yeah. Hi, how are you?
Hey, yeah, good, good.
What's
chat
going
soon.
On?
No, I'm all good. I'm all good. Yeah.
Ashley's about to kick my ass on the sleds. All right.
You had a big session. All right.
ATG fam. Love you guys. Bye. Keegan, much love. See you, brother.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.